Amen. Let me just finish with a prayer, because I really feel like the Holy Spirit was with us today. So, Lord, we want to give you thanks. We want to give you thanks for your presence among us. Lord, we want to go into this week of prayer and fasting full of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in whatever we encounter in that week of prayer and fasting, we want to hold fast to what you've called us to be, who you've called us to be, your Antioch. And Lord, we want to come out of that week of prayer and fasting full of the power of the Holy Spirit. May we enter in full of the Holy Spirit. May we come out full of the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Just have a seat, everybody. I've got a few very short announcements. So the first one is that Hugh will be sending out tonight, or else early tomorrow morning, our prayers for this week. So we've got a set of prayers that we're going to do this week during a week of prayer and fasting. So look out for that. We will be back here on Friday night at 8 o'clock, and Dan will be leading us in our prayer meeting. So if you have any words during the week, please send them on to Dan. And I think Dan wants to finish with just saying a little bit more about Friday night, unless I've spoiled it, have I? No, okay, all right. Come on up then, Dan.
So we are we're topping and tailing, or bookending, this week with this meeting where it's more of a time of worship. And again on Friday back in here for more of a time of worship, which is a great sort of bookend for this week. And as Arthur introduced the meeting today, talking about Jesus going out into the wilderness and the fact that the Spirit led him into the wilderness, I was thinking back to the way it's described in Mark's Gospel, which Mark is known for many things, but two in particular. One is he loves the word immediately, and the second is he does things very short. But in Mark, as account, it says the Spirit immediately, there you go, there's that word again, the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. It's the only one of the synoptics which adds, and the angels ministered to him. And I just felt as we go into, it's not 40 days, it's just 1 week, it's five. But as we enter into this wilderness, I just felt that, yes, we've been led out there, led by the Holy Spirit for this week, but the angels will minister to us as well. And I was really struck by that. And so it's an encouragement to us that the angels will be with us this week as well. And the other thing in that verse is that he was tempted by the Spirit. So it is a week of spiritual warfare as well. And we are given three weapons, but we only seem to talk about two of them. So I wanted to encourage us on a third. We have three spiritual weapons when we enter into the wilderness. We have prayer, and we have fasting, and we have? Yeah, that's our third spiritual weapon. We have three spiritual weapons: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And maybe we need to rename this week. It's the week of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And almsgiving, I think I've mentioned this before, the root of the word of almsgiving is the same word as mercy. And so when we're thinking of giving alms this week as a act of spiritual battle, think also of acts of mercy. Because, and then Arthur spoke about that. So in acting mercifully to yourself and to others, that's spiritual warfare as well. So it's an encouragement to us. The angels will minister us, and we should also act in mercy this week as well as an act of almsgiving. See you on Wednesday. Friday. I said Saturday earlier to Arthur, so my head's all messed up. So I'll see you on Wednesday and Friday. No, I'll see you on Friday. See you on Friday.
Have we got any other announcements? Okay. Amen. Well, have a blessed week. May you meet the Lord and experience him, and may he refresh you in this week ahead. God bless everybody.